Kisete la melchoma aloivecha. There's a melchoma. A person comes down to this oilam for a melchoma. Aloivecha against the Sahara. Unisana Hashem aleikecha biyadecha if he's matzliach and he's chayzer b'tshuva. Vishavisa shivyoy. The Chafetz Chaim says, we know if a person does tshuva me'ava, then his doinus turn into schuyas. So if his doinus turns into schuyas, then he's even captures shevi from the original averis. It could turn even into schuyas. But we have to know that the pasuk says that the melcham is against oivecha. Oivecha, every person has a different oyev. Every person has to know that the yetzahara is specifically by him, what he's soibu from, what he has the nesoyin, and that's his oyev. And you have to know that you have to go like melchama. And you need to know that it is tachsisei melchama. The Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Zayin, Halachat Tezvav, when he describes that a person goes to melchama, the Rambam writes, when a person has to go to melchama, he has to be meisim nafshei bechapoi, and not to be choshev loyal ishtoi, loyal bonov, yimoche zechroina miliboi, yifne mikol dover la melchama. A person has to totally put all of his machshava and his emphasis into the tachsisei melchama, to fight. But there's another kinechi I saw that the Siva Shalom brings. Kiseitze la melchama. You have to go out to the war. You have to be on the offensive with the Yetzirah. He says, if you're going to be on the defensive, that you wait till he attacks you, vayove yamolek, that it comes to you, then it's going to be birefidim. It's going to be riffing yadayim. The way, the tzugang to melchama se Yetzirah is kiseitze la melchama. You have to go out towards the melchama. And he's moisif more, nochatrot. The pasuk is mamshich, a person's yaitzel melchama, he thinks he's menatzeach, comes all of a sudden the nunasayin, from the yifas toyar, the yitzahara, that's the tachsisim of the yitzahara, yimenatzeach wa melchama, he comes keseder, b'chol yoyim mechadash olav chadoshim, he comes with a nunasayin, a new tchnech, a new mahalach, a new story. And one last nekuda, that Rashi says, kiseitzel melchama, Rashi says, b'molchemes harishus, hakos of medaber. You have to know in the Melchemes Yetzer also, even in the Dover HaRashus, when it's not mamish black and white, that it's Chazer Treif. There's a Melchama there also. A person has to know to be Menatzeach in the Krav of that Melchama, the Melchemes Rashus HaKosav Medaber. In the Dover HaRashus also, to know to be Boicher Betoy. In the Dover HaRashus also, there's a Melchama. There's also a Boicher Betoy. The Chidor writes, Kiseitei La Melchama Aloivecha is the soif tevis oyholecha. The soif tevis of kiseitze la melchama alevecha. And you can be mefarish this betarti. Avada in kipshutoi, when there's kiseitze la melchama, when there's a melchama, the way to be'emes b'menatzeach the melchama is oyholecha, oyol shel toira. And who adin in the pirush we were saying until now, if kiseitze la melchama is on the melchemes hayetzer, avdem oich, it's the same rush as soif tevis, oyholecha. If it's the melchama against Ahmadinejad, or it's a melchama against an iPhone, or whatever the melchama is, the teretz on both of these melchamas is oyalecha. That's the teretz. Oyalecha, all ishal Torah. The Chasam Sofer says, ki seitzel melchama, a person has to learn from the Yetzirah, aloivecha. You have to learn from the Yetzirah. When the Yetzirah comes to the person, we know Chazal says, he doesn't come the first day and tell you, Leich avoid avoid azara. Hayoy moimer le aseikach, mocha le oimer aseikach. Tzibislich, every day a little bit, until he captures you in his reshet of the Yetzirah. So you should know it's kiseiti la melchama is aloivecha. Learn from the Yetzirah. It's elo. And a person has to know, tafasta baru b'loi tafasta. A mensch has the yoinis, he's going to become Rabbi Yashiv tomorrow. It doesn't go like that. You have to know to make Kabbalah's Ketanis, small steps. The Yetzirah does it like that also. You should learn from him that the Seder of the Avoidah in the Melchemes HaYetzer is also with Kabbalah's Ketanis, with small steps, Shlav Achar Shlav. There's a famous Moshel, he said in the Vardik, that a person has to make an Elul and in Yom Neroam, a person has to make small Kabbalahs. He says a person that makes a big Kabbalah, he has big Dinyonis where he's going to hold, it maybe lasts, but not going to last through the whole year. The Kabbalah has to be something that's going to last you through the whole year. They gave the muscle, a person by the train, he would buy a expensive first class ticket, but it's only going to get him 2 hours into the ride. He has to get a 24-hour drive to Vilna until he has to get the Dav game. If you would have bought a cheap ticket, passenger class ticket, it would have gotten him the whole trip, through the whole year, through the whole trip. Azai, he bought a first class ticket of 2 hours into the thing. They threw him off the train. That river. You have to know, you make a Kabbalah Gedayla with big Dimyonis, but then it doesn't last. You make the Kabbalah Kana, that's able to be poilized. But the Chassam Sofer is saying that we learned that out goofy from the Mochemes Hayetzer. The parsha, the Ereshit parsha, and the Kiseitz al-Mocham here is the Fastoyar, is a derher from Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. Dibra Toira Keneged Yetzahara, the Eibishter knows that this person, that's where he's holding. He says, what's the point, what's the message of this parsha of the Fastoyar? People have ideas sometimes, they say, nowadays is different, the matzav is different, reform ideas over the Yisoides. You have to know, based on the matzav, based on the mitzias, azoy davzayin, mered zechayin, bubamaisis azoy. The biggest raya is that adarabba, when the Torah has a matzav when taka, that is a matzav of ifas Torah, the Torah was matzav, dibra Torah keneged yetzara, entire shtek back in there. You can't go make Maven Dover Mitech Dover and Kaseder have a Yisoy. Oh, the situation is different. The matzav of this door, the matzav of Yisoy. No. When the Torah really wanted that Taket as a matzav to be matir, stay the parsha when you fast Torah. The Eid of Zil Gmar, that it's not like that. You don't make your own rules and Yisoy this when, Azoy is mutter, and Azoy is Azazach Megmentum, Azazach Megmentum. No, it doesn't work like that. But you fast Torah, Taket stay the Zay. Other places not. There's a chuvas Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer asks on the Taz in Aruch Chaim, Tov Kuf Peiches, and Hilchos Sofer, also in Yerideya Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. The Taz has a Yesod, the Achronim talk about it a lot. That whenever the Torah says something mefarish, if it's mefarish a pasuk, Chazal can't make a gzeira that to be accurate if it's mefarish in the Torah. So the Chassam Sofer asks, we know Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem Rabbeinu Gershom that a person shouldn't take shtei noshim. It's a mefurish pasuk. Ki siyena le'ish shtei noshim. How could Rabbeinu Gershom make a zagzeira according to the Taz? So the Chassam Sofer goes with the gang that cherem Rabbeinu Gershom is different. It's a cherem make a machan, a gzeira not, a cherem, yeah, he makes different gedarim. Oh, but the Emes says, I had a shtikal ha'ara on the Etzem Kasha. The pasuk says, ki siyena le'ish shtei noshim. Achas ahuba, achas snua. Chazal learn achas snua means that it's osur. Snua bin suer. She's not supposed to be married to him. It's taka was a chagilav and it was an isser. So mineu bey, we're not talking about a grois tzaddik over here. He took isha. You're asking how could it be that there's a din acherim renegeshim state in the Torah? He took two. Saibi, we're talking about emes of asat kenemen a snua. Elamai about it. Yeshli yashiv. Yeah, achas ahuba. Achas snua. One of them was a snua. She was a chagilav. But the other one not. If you're not allowed to take two, then the other one's also not a huva. Yeah, but that's beferish. That's a deep. That applies the taz. That when it's beferish in the crow, you can't make a gzera because of the deep. The chasam sefer can help us, farakash. So shteito that there's a parsha of bechoyer that the pishnayim goes to the bechor ben Snua, the Gra, he says that the word Bechor, it says Beis Chof Reish are the three letters that are double the previous letter. Beis is double of Aleph, Chof is double of Yud, and Reish is double of Kuf. Those are the three letters that are Pishnayim. And the Bechor takes Pishnayim, but there's a Hisafa to this word, that Ein HaBechor Noitel Pishnayim Beroi Kibamukhzit, only when it's what's Lefaneinu. Meaning the Bey is Chof Reish, and it doesn't say it with a Vav. Bechor is usually with a Vav. Over here it says it Chaser, because Bechor is the Bey is Chof Reish. It's the Pishnayim of the Aleph Yud Kuf. Of what was the fun of, you take Pishnayim. That's the Remez, the Bechor takes Pishnayim. As always up to God. Kisiyen le'ish ben Soirer u'moire. The Cheshik Shloim is Medayik, it says Soirer u'moire, it says without a Vav, the Moire. So he says, why is it chaser vav? He says, because the Gemara says there are six oifanim when you don't have ben soyer. The emes we know Chazal said it never happened. Mitzad the sugya, when it learns up the parsha ben soyer, There's miyutim. It says in the Gemara, if the father and mother are gimdim, chigrin, ilmin, chirshin, sumin, there's a whole reshima of six things that if that's the matzah, then it's not going to have the din of ben soyer u'moyer. So it's choser vav to be meramez on those six miyutim. As always, the cheshek shleim. Now it's interesting. L'chayra, those miyutim are only a miyut that there won't be the skila of ben soyer. The special chiddush achayra that a ben soyer u'moyer gets skila. But there's also a din that a ben soyer u'moyer gets malchus. The din of malchus that he gets malchus could be is even if the parents are gidmin, chirmin, chigrin, ilmin. The malchus is not nismay. And by the pasuk of the malchus, the taka says soyeru moira with a vav. It says the miyat, the moira without the vav, by the skila, because on the skila there's taka the miyat of the parsha from ben soyeru moira. Mizaktibar on the Rabbi Yoel Misatmer, his yartzeit, part zwei vachen. That Tzioni was, he was, and he said, Ich bin a Moire. They said, how they say it in the modern Hebrew, he's a teacher. Instead of saying, a Rebbe, he said, I'm a Moire. They wanted to be modern. But they're gesagt, I've been Soire, a Moire, nicht a Moire. He was very sharp. I heard over a Maisa, someone once came to him, someone that in the Alte Stadt was taken from his Hasidim, and his son was already, you know, a shtickle more modern, maybe with a down hat and a short jacket, right? And the Einikel Bechlau, you know, he read his Hadoiris. And he brought in his Einikel and he gave Shalom to the Rebbe. He says, Hi, my name is Michael. He said, Efshe Dibes Ta Michael, dein Zeid is given a grois to Machme. Yeah, Akoponim. In the parasha Ben Soir and Moire, Chazal say, Nidin al Shem Soifoi. Nidin al Shem Soifoi. He gets Skilo. Rashi says, what's Nidin al Shem Soifoi? Soifoi melastem es habriyas v'horgon. He's going to be a robber, he's going to kill people. Frek Rav Yeshua Leib Diskin, you're killing him al Shem Soifoi that he's going to kill people. Or Reitzeach is Besayif. Why does he get Skila? Reitzeach is Dine Besayif. You're giving him al Shem Soifoi that he's going to be a Reitzeach. Naniach he's going to be a Reitzeach. Reitzeach is Dine Besayif. Why does he get Skila? Skila is more chomer. So there's two terutzim from Rabbi Shua Leib, two neschois. One terutz he says is, you think that this Ben Soir Umayra, the only thing he's going to be a Ritzeach, he's going to be a Mechal Shabbos, Boil and Armoros, he's going to do all Averis. So he's Chayiv Skila, Skila is the most Chomer of the Kamisi, he's going to do Kol Mini Averis Chamuris. Nor as that, you wouldn't be Nidin him Hashem Soifoi. Wait till he does the Avera. The reason you're doing him Nidin Hashem Soifoi is because he's a public nuisance. He's going to kill somebody, he's a danger to the Tzibur. So as the chesmen that he's going to be hirges abriyos, you want to kill him in advance. But now that you're being not done in Hashem Soifoi, come to skill oichet, he's going to do all kind of averes. Kemen fregen, Rab Shimon holds sreifa chamura. Rab Shimon holds sreifa chamura, basically. Give him the spitz. Another nusach, Rabbi Shua Leib says, he says, be'emes, but when geken heren, if a person is a mass murderer, he killed a lot of people, yeah? It depends where. In Oslo, they put you away for 40 years in a hotel. Aber Azoy, a mass murderer, Efter kumtem skila. Now, Lafia MS, the din is nishta zoy. A mass murderer, chayiv saif. Why? Because he's chayiv misa ready for the first one. And now he's a gavra ketila. He's not chayiv misa for the second ritzich. He's a gavra ketila. Aber lu yitzir, be'etzen vosvot kekumt azar mensh vases ritzich rabim, be'emes kumtem skila. Now it's never negate because he's chayiv miser. Oh, but Ben Soir and Moir is nidden al shem soifa. He didn't do anything yet. You're making the cheshbon al shem soifa. You give him the full exchange. Kumtem skila taka. Because be'etzem mitzad esfor vol kiven as a ritzeach rabim vot kumtem taka the hefer of miser from skila.
Right, so the bomb, it's more than just the bomb myself. It's the
same type skila. By
where? The terrorist who...
Oh, it was one... Still. If shall it sound same after... If shall it sound same. If shall it sound same. And he's a gavrik... He's a kedavra ketil on the first nirtzach. Now you could say that it could be seconds apart, but even if it's not, if shall it sound same. Klap Yishmai, on the first nirtzach, he's chayiv sayiv. He's chayiv sayiv. Even if it happens in Vasachas. Even if it happens in Vasachas. Usually they have Arba Mises Afanort. He was Yoytz Tzazamin with the rest of them. One of them. Yeah. The Pasuk says, Einenu Shoymea b'kol aviv v'kol imoy. So Be'emes, the Gemara runs out, that's one of the Tanoim, that the father and mother have to speak the same coil, they have to have the same coil. Oh, but there's a Vorkhan Kanievsky springs out. the father and mother have to speak with the same voice. The emes is, if a child gets mixed messages in chinuch, the father speaks one way, the mother speaks with an andere nusach, with an andere tzugang, with an andere mahalach, he gets mixed messages, it's nishkan pella. That the dois kumen haben soy remote. It has to be over the imoy, medabrim, but oisai koil. The doyvel is, I heard from the Kleisenberger Rebbe, so I saw. He said it's beloshin melitza. B'nei, he says a little different, but he talks also about chinuch. If you're gonna manage the children too much, you have to go. He was talking about the mouth. You have to go mit der Leichteweg. He says b'nei ze soyer umayre einenu. He's a good kid. Shemeh b'koil aviv v'imay v'yisro oisai. But if you're gonna chep him, you're gonna clap him, then v'lo yishma aleihem. Even if until now he was a good kid. Now this b'derech melitza. L'maisa Rashi brings the Chazal. Ben Soyer is Nerag Al Shem Soifoi. He gia Torah L'Soif Daitoi Soif Mechala Mom and Ovev. He's going to use up all the money. Umevakesh Limudoi. What does it mean, Mevakesh Limudoi? Limudoi means what he's used to. He's used to having this meat and this food. He's going to be Mevakesh Limudoi. He's going to look for the stuff that he was ready margal himself. He's not going to find it. Oimid B'proshes Drochim Elastam Esabriyas V'Hargim. In the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, it says it a little different. He's going to be Mechala Mom and Ovev. He's going to be Yoshev B'proshes Drochim. Melastim es abrias v'horgon v'soifoy meshakech es talmudoi. And even worse, he's going to forget his name. Over there, it's a different lashon. Azoyif would say mevakish limudoi. Limudoi means what he's used to. But there, it's a lashon soifoy leshakech es talmudoi. So the Pnei Moshe Shtups, it means he's not going to have what he's used to. Or could be there's a totally different word over here. Meret v'gan aven soir moira. He's already b'proshes drachim. Melastim es abrias v'horgon. Over halt noch agimora. The worst line for him is Melastim es abriyos, Hoyrig es abriyos. Even worse, V'soifoy l'shakech es talmudah. L'shakech es talmudah, then he's a ribbon. A person has to know wherever matzav he's holding in the Memtah Shari Tumah. Hamor shebo machzir l'mutav. The worst line in the Seder Ishtalos was by the Ben Soyer, Soifoy l'shakech es talmudah. This is the Erickson. L'maisa, the Klichemda says it differently. He says, if it's soifei l'shakech es talmudei, then he already gets a din of a ben noyach. And as a din of a ben noyach, he could already be nerag, because a ben noyach is nerag, given on a mashu of gezel, and that's what the yisoyer of the chi of misa the mensoyer, because he gets to that soifei l'shakech es talmudei, din it to ben noyach. But we're taking note, it's another word. Erdu be the ben soyer of us is molastin as abrius. A worse level already. Soifei l'shakech es talmudei. We could take out of it faker, the chizik from, what's this is toyer? V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'Yiro. The Beis Halevi in Drushes, Drushid Gimel. He says, Be'emes it's Layal Aladas. That when a person does an Avera, that even a Oynish of Chai V'Misas Bezden should Be'emes be Machaper. The Gevaldike Merida that a person does when he does an Avera, any Avera, Chai V'Lavan, Chai V'Yesei, Zichar Chai V'Misas Bezden, the Utsma, the oimetz of the merida is so stark that be'emes it's not move on that the ma'ase oinish of skilas reifa would be mechaper. So come to masach mer. The ikur kapora is v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro that other people learn from it and are nimnam and avera, and the kiddush Hashem k'teitzaa. What you did is a chelik of your kapora. It's merach meshamayim that when the Torah gives the oinish of bezdin, it comes to zamen with a v'chol yisrael yishmu v'yiro, and that's a groyser chelik of the mechaper, because the etzem itzad the merida, it's shver to verstay that the etzem oynish itself would be the mechaper. And Hazor is Mairach over there, the Beis Halevi on this concept. L'maisa, the pasuk says, Uviyarta harami kirbecha, v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. This is a yisoy that if a person wants that they should be able to be mashpi on other people, and he should be able to be v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. The erste zach is first kishoyt atzmach latchila. First is uviarta rami kerbecha. They say over that the Adam is Stefanish. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. But he used to have tishin that where a lot of people used to come in the musagim of those days, 100 years ago. I don't know what a lot meant then, but a lot of people would come, and he didn't even say toyer voltiven. Garnish gezogt. They asked him what's the nehira? What's so many people coming? He said it's a mefurish pasuk. Uviyata harami kirbecha. If a person arbits on that, kumt v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. From uviyata harami kirbecha comes v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. steht weiter, v'chiye b'ish chet mishpat moves v'humos v'talisa oisai al eitz, the Arizal, by the hespid on the Ramak, on Rav Moshe Kardavoro, the Toimer Dvoira, the Arizal said on him that he was niftar b'loi chet. He was niftar b'loi chet klal. So why was he niftar? Because by Adam Arishin already, he was nigzar that every person is going to die. And he darshan the Arizal on this pasuk. V'chiyia b'ish chet. Chet means missing. Chet is a lashon of heder. V'chiyia b'ish chet mishpat moves. If you see a person that had a mishpat of moves, he died. But it was chet. It's missing. You don't understand why he has no avera. It's missing his mishpat moves. V'talisa oisai al eitz. Be toiled in the chet eitz hadas. You have to be toiled in the chet eitz hadas. That's the siva why. And that's what the Arizal said on Rav Moshe Kardavoro. State of Viter, the Parsha. Loisira eschamor ochicho oishoir oinoiflim baderech v'salamtameyem hokem tokem imoy. Over here it says loisira eschamor ochicho. In Parshas Mishpatim it says ki tira chamor soinacho. And Chazal darshan avad that even if it's a soine, there's even a kedima to a soine, so you should be oivin on the midas. But it's a stira. Here it says loisira eschamor ochicho. Over there it says Sainacha. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Avada, in Parshas Mishpatim it says Sainacha. But after you helped him, and now you're in Parshas Kiseitzei, it's a river, now already became a Chicha. Even if someone, you think, it's Davka by being mated to someone, and being noisened to someone, it's Moila da Ava, and then it's not going to be the Madreg of Chamor Chicha. Azoy Zohar, Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Meshech Chochma says a different shot, interesting Maisa. He says, the emes, how could it mean sainacha? Chamor sainacha? It means someone that was over an aveira. He says, this madrega, big vort, this madrega that you can say on someone else that he's sainacha because he's an over aveira, that's before chet ha'egel. Parshas Mishpat, before chet ha'egel. Before chet ha'egel, Klai Yisrael was on a madrega that you can say of an andere, he's sainacha, dos alein because he's choyte. No chet ha'egel, the matzav that Klai Yisrael's in, Levi Yodei, everyone where he's holding, it's already kichsira es chamor achicha. The musig of seinecha machmas averi shabiyodei doesn't apply. You have to know, it's a chiddush. Stay weiter, kisivne bai es chodosh vasisa maike legagecha. Maike is Rosh Tevis. Hirhure Aveira Koshime Aveira. Micah is Hirhure Rosh Tevis Hirhure Aveira Koshime Aveira. A person has to make a Micah like a Gecha for his head, for his eyes. A person has to make a Shmira. There's a remez for the Hirhurim Aveira Koshime Aveira. A person has to make a Micah. Has to make a Micah. Zichar and Awadur. Keseder of our. A person has to make a Micah. Now, the Micah, the mitzvah's essay of Micah. The Achroinim Abakasha, the Shara Melech, the Maritim Kedushin. Rabbi Kveger, the Gemara says that Micah is a mitzvah essay shalav zman groma. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Daled, Micah is an example of a mitzvah that's not a zman groma. And even noshem archayiv. Zman groma, noshem apotev. What's a lav zman groma, noshem archayiv? What's a dugma of lav zman groma? Micah. Frek Rabbi Kveger, Shar Melech, Marid, Gdol Yachroinim, you can't build a Micah on Shabbos. Micah should be considered a mitzvah shalav zman groma. You can't build it on Shabbos. A classic dugma of mitzvahs that are zman groma, tefillin, because it's not loyed on Shabbos. Avada, there are zman gromas that are specific times, sukkah, lulav, shofar. But tefillin is a zman groma because it's not b'Shabbos. Tzitzis is because it's not b'layla. But there are mitzvahs that are because it's not b'Shabbos. It's called a zman groma. Micah is not by b'Shabbos. Zogin d'achroinim, Micah, will say Ibn al-Masuch, Micah is loyed on Shabbos. Shabbos says that you shouldn't build a Micah on Shabbos. When tefillin we say is not noyig on Shabbos, it's not that Shabbos says not to wear tefillin. Tefillin says not to wear me on Shabbos. Micah says build me on Shabbos also. Shabbos says not to. The Achroinim's lashon is it's an arya deravi alei. There's a lion that's preventing you. Shabbos is not preventing you to build the Micah. Oh, but the mitzvah of Micah would apply on Shabbos. It's a famous yisod of the Achroinim. It's called arya deravi alei. It's negay all the mitzvahs also. The siva why you're not doing it is mitzvah Shabbos. That's not called zman groma. Interessant, the Chayyur, the Avnei Nezer doesn't hold it this Yisoid. The Avnei Nezer, there's a famous pilpul, the Avnei Nezer says there's a chilik between Melchemes Amolik and Melchemes Shiva Amman. He says, why Melchemes Amolik on Noshim Potter, Elohim Medaik, Chinuch Mishayim? He says, because Melchemes Amolik is not Noeg on Shabbos. And Melchemes Shiva Amman, yeah. Zokter Shtikul Torah. Because Melchemes Shiva Amman, you're allowed to kill them on Shabbos. It's Melach HaShem Tzricha Lagufa. But by Melchemes Amolik, it's Melach HaTzricha Lagufa. The Mechias Amolik Alein is Tzricha Lagufa. So it's a malacha, it's not noig on Shabbos. So it's a zman groma, and that's the pshat of the chinuch ben noshim apon. A kolponin is mevur. He's saying that it's considered a zman groma. The fact that it's not noig on Shabbos. Kum tzarik the kasha from Micah. Why does the Gemara say Micah is a zman groma? It's as though you could say the mitzvah of Micah is not the building of the Micah, but the fact that you have a Micah, the mitzias, that there is a Micah there, and that's even on Shabbos. Someone once told me a teretz. The reason why Micah is considered Zman Groma is because a poil could build it for you, a poil nochri, and Yad poil kiad balabayis, the whole Machan Ephraim about that, the Yoitza Micah that way, and that can even be on Shabbos. Fizeh, we're going to Cheshman already, but Fizeh, there's a famous kasha that the oil in which is why Noshim Apotah from Sefer Torah, Ksiva Sefer Torah. Shagasari talks about another Achroin, Hazoi Kemen Zog, Sefer Torah is a Zman Groma! You can't write it on Shabbos! Like the Avnei Nezer, that's called Zman Groma. And then you can't make a pile. Micah Malin said you can build with a pile. Sefer Torah blight, a new Siva, a new Stickle Torah. Why Sefer Torah? Noshim is Potter. Because it's a Zman Groma. This is already Einfach. There's a Vart from the Grod, there's a lot of Kriuk Siv that it says Naira a few times in the Parsha. And each time it says it without a hay, but there's one time it says it with a hay. And the goyin has a yesoid. Naira with a hay is the pshat because she's married, because the hay is the hay that's machaber her to baila. If a person is chacham ashir chasid, she is chachama ashira chasida. The hay is her chibur to that thing, and that's why the one place where it says naira with a hay is when it says va'anshu ayse mea kesef. And she goes back, Labaila, Vinosnu Aviha Naira, there it's with a hay, because now he pays Mea Kesef, she goes back to the Baal. The Shaila is, the Velt Frecht, a few psukim later it says when it's Ba'oinis, the Pasuk says, Vela Naira Loisasa Dover, Ein La Naira Chet Moves, she was Ba'oinis, the third of it's Ba'oinis, so then she can go back, Labaila, why is it without a hay over there? And the Emma says, it's Moira, the Tagim Yoinis, and over there says, Vela Naira Loisasa Dover, Ein La Naira Chet Moves, but she has to be Mizgareshis. The Achronim Mucha on the Tarim Yonis, and why? It was an Oinus. So they still sue, and Yeshua and Ksubis, that there's Oinus for Ratzin B'Yachad, and there's a Matzah, but when it was Oinus for Ratzin B'Yachad, Misa there's not, but also the Bible there is. And this would be a Gavaldik Asmach, like this Tarim Yonis, and that's why it's Taka Naira, without a hate. In that possible. Yeah, you have later, it says, the cost of law safe for Krisus. The cost of loss sefer krisus. Toisus in Gittin, Daf Beis Zomer Aleph, Toisus says, why does a get have 12 lines? So Toisus says, one pshat, because there's the shuris between the different svarim, there's four shuris, every sefer in the Torah, there's Bereshis, Shmois, Vayikra, Vamidbar, in between each sefer there's four shuris. So there's four shuris between Bereshis and Shmois. Four between Shmois and Vayikra, four between Vayikra and Bamidbar. And the four that's between Bamidbar and Devarim is not Nechshav, it's only Mishnah Torah, it's not Nechshav. The Emes says, the Chedusha Anshe Shem says it a little different, Devar. He says, Avada, we count the Shuris between Bamidbar and Devarim also. But this that there's four Shuris, one Shur is not a Kunst, there's supposed to be a Shura. In between every Parsha there's a Shura. The extra is three. So whereas Taisa says it's four times three, the Chedusha Anshe Shem says it's three times four. But I want to say a Taich, what does it mean that it's safe for Krisis? What's the shaykhus between the shuris that are blank and a sefer Torah? The Torah says, write a get. Kosav lo sefer krisis. I have a sefer Torah. I open up a sefer Torah, there's sefer, there's Bereshis, Noyach, Lechelha, there's a sefer Torah. Then there's a few shuris, midin, that are blank, that separates, that's koilis, between Bereshis and Shemois, between Shemois and Be'yikra. Zok the Torah, write a get on the sefer Torah krisis. How many shuris is that? Four times three, or three times four, depending, you can't mention the Torah. But it's the sefer krisus, the shuris that are matzik between the svarim and the Torah. That's the sefer krisus. And that's how many shuris you write on the get. Azayzok Toysis. Then Toysis says another pshat. The reason a get has 12 shuras is because get is gematria yud beis. Azayzok Toysis. Toysis Yomtif argues on Toysis. And he says punk faket. He says faket. There's another shayla that Toysis asks. Toysis asks, why is a get called a get? I'm going to speak out. Toysis says, Tereth, there's a few other tritzim. Why is a get called a get? Akufonim, but Toysis Yontif says it's the other way around. When he's asking the kasha, why is a get called get? He says, because it has 12 shuas. That's why it's called get. Machloik is Toysis and Toysis Yontif. Toysis is saying that since it's called a get, Balzan, why it's called a get, that's why it has Yudbei Shuris. Toysis Yontif is Faker. The reason it's called get is because it has Yudbei Shuris. Why does it have Yudbei Shuris? The only pshat we have is because of the Sefer Krisis pshat. That's established. Why it's Yudbei Shuris? Maybe that's why it's called get. Now, in the Etzem Kasha, why it's called get? So the Chedusha and Shashem brings because there's an Evan Achaz that's Bekrachi Hayom, that's Megareshes Chavrei Seh. It's like a, not a magnet, opposite of a magnet. It sends away. It's an Evan that has this force that it sends things away, and that's what it's called. It's called a get, that stone. From the Gra, they bring down that the reason it's called get is because Gimel and Tes are the oisiest that are never found in Tanakh next to each other. Frekt, the Achroinim, I saw Chaim Kanievsky brings the Kasha. Gimel Tes is not the only Tziruf oisiest that is never found next to each other in Tanakh. There's also Zion Tes, Samach Tzadi, and Zion Tzadi. Those letters also are never found next to each other. So Pashid, you say, but Gimel Tes is the first one. And the Tziruf oisiest, Gimel Tes is the first Tziruf oisiest that's not together. But the MS is like the Taisis Yontif, but get is Gematri Yud Bey, since there's 12 Shuras because of the Sefer Krisis. So that's already Machriya, between calling it a get or a Zetz. You call it a get because it's the Gematri Yud Bey. That's Machriya, the other Pshat. There's another Pshat that the Chasam Sofer brings. He says, why is it called get? Because get is Gimel Tes. Gimel is in between Beis and Dalet. In between Beis and Dalet is Gimel. And Tes is in between Ches and Yud. And those four letters spell out Biyachad. And the Get is in between the Biyachad. It stares the Biyachad. Between the Beis and Gimel and between the Ches and Yud comes a Get. The Get is Makrid, the Biyachad. As long as the Chasam Sofer. He says another pshat that Gimel Tes, if you spell it out, Gimel Yud Mem Lamed Tes Yud Tof, that's how you spell Gimel Tes. Gimel Tes is Gematria 502. As the same as Gorish, 503. It's a lot of you if I want. Akoponim, this fight can go with the Gra, that the really it's called Get because it's Mafrid, there's never the Gimel and Tes next to each other. Why it's not called Zetz is because you have these other Cheshboinis about Gimel Tes. Shteitekin, the Arboim Malkus, Arboim Yakenu. The famous Gemara Malkus, the Gemara says, Omer Abba, Kama Tipshoi Shar Inchi. The kind mikame sefer Torah, but the kind mikame gavarabi. You have people that they stand up for a sefer Torah, and they don't stand up for a levitic sefer Torah. Talmud Chacham is a levitic sefer Torah. Our Rabbah adds it. If the Nopshat Gemara, he says they should stand up for the gavarabi for sure, because a sefer Torah it says Arboim Yakenu, and Chazal came and switched it only to 39. They said it's not 40; it's only 39. So Avada, you should be stand up for the gavarabi that switched it to 39. Rabbi Yonason Eibishit says pshat. What's the Gavra Rabba that switched it from 40 to 39? We know Chazal say that the reason there's Arboyim Malkus, it's connected to Arboyim Yoim that Moshe Rabbeinu was up in Shemayim to be Makabal the Torah. Now the Emes says Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there for a full 40 days, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoysef Yoim Echad Midaitoi, and therefore it comes to Cheshbon, he was only for 39 in some days. Now, if he wouldn't have been Hoysef Yoim Echad Midaitoi, he would have went up already Vav Sivan. The Cheshvan of when he came down in Zion Thomas would have remained the same. He would have taka been up 40 days. So the Gavra Rabba is the Koyach HaToyra of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was Moshe Yemechad Midaitoi, came the Cheshvan that there's only 39 Malkus, connected to 39 days that he was there. That's the Gavra Rabba that was married from 40 to 39. Now Lamaisa, the Pasuk says, you have to give Arboim, Arboim Yakenu, Lo Yosef, don't add more, Pen Yosef Lo Yosef Maka Rabba. So there's a pshat. We know the Mishnah says in Makkos by Adam Zoyman, Makkos Tafhei, the Mishnah says Meshalshin the moment and Meshalshin the Makkos, which means two Adam Zoyman that are found Zoyman because they wanted to be Mechayev someone Meyazuz. So the Oymish says Kasher Zomim, they pay Meyazuz. They both pay Meyazuz, meaning each one pays 50. You mitzaref together. You don't have to both pay 100. Why should the guy get 200? They want the Zomim for 100. Tzazamim, they pay 100. Mishalshim the Mamim. They ain't Mishalshim the Makis. The Shail is why he's not Mishalshim Makis. The Demis, the Gemara still, the Gemara says Kup Shatim. Of the way that for any Mamavire, Malkis, you can't be mitzaref. Why not? Give 120, give the other 120. Shad is, by Malkis, by klep, when you're giving a guy klep, 10, 20, 30 klep, as the klep, it starts hurting more. After you already got Oyster klep, 15, 20 klep, the next klep is even more. So push it, 50 and 50 is 100 zuz. 20 and 20 is not 40. Now, it could be Oybechachim and give one of them 20 and one of them 40. Let's say he got from 21. They'll make a girl, which one will get it? That was the word, because by Malkis, the surface of the klep is more. The fees there, you could say Pshan in the Pasuk says, Arboim Yakemi, you should only give 40, or 39. Lo Yosef, there's a lot of deraisa, we know, if you chayvu b'chaveira, if you don't, normally you pay the chamisha dvarim, so tata is the Malkis. But the emet is the chi of Malkis. Murat the gazach. You hit a guy, and the nezik tzari p'shev is boishis, is sacha kol one pruta, you pay one pruta, you don't get Malkis. But if the sacha kol of the nezik tzari p'shev is boishis is 0.9 of a pruta, loike arboim, for that small clef. And if not, if it would be a drop more, you'd pay a pruta. It's not how that works. But, Kedei Rosh Hashem, Malkus, Mom and Pop is Malkus. But, Al Kaponim, it says in the Torah, Lo Yosef, here's the Makor where there's a lot of deraisa not to hit somebody, is from Malkus, a Shliach Bezin that's giving Malkus. And it says, Lo Yosef, don't add more. Pen Yosef, Lo Yosef, Lo Makar Rabba. Why does it say Pen Yosef, Lo Yosef, Makar Rabba? Pen Yosef, you'll give him one extra one. What's Makar Rabba? Shabbat is the 40th one, is a Makar Rabba. As it's adding in, there was already 39. Adding that one more is already going to be a Makar Rabba. Rabbeinu Bachai says Makar Rabba, Rabba is Gemakia 207, and he makes a cheshbon that there are 207 lavin that get Malkus in the cheshbon of the Tariag Mitzvahs. So there's Makar Rabba, is Maramas on the 207 lavin that get Malkus. Koponim, we have here this Machloikis. If Malkus is, then it's the Machloikis, if Malkus is 40 or 39, Machloikis Tanoim, Makis Tapkabbeis. The Paradis Yosef brings the Shane Maisa that they say with the Chedusha Rim when he was a little child. They asked him, when do you have a case that there won't be an afkamina if Malkus is 40 or 39? Now, sorry, guy does a chagilavim, it's machlokes, if he gets 39 Malkus or 40 Malkus. Where do you have a file, a story, a mikre, that the din is going to be no afkamina like the man done with 39 or 40? So he said, very partial, you have a yid that did 39 averis. 39 chazer, various chagilavim that a chagilavim, he did 39 averis. Besides that, he did 39 averis. He's a shliach bezdin to give malchus to somebody, and he gave the guy 40 malchus. Now, if you're supposed to give 40 malchus, so that's very nice. He gave 40 malchus. He was makayim the mitzvah shliach bezdin. He gave the guy 40 malchus. Let's keep cheshbon. He did 39 averis. We're passing now that malchus is 40. He gets 39 times 40. On the tzad that fakert, he's supposed to only give the guy 39 malchus. He was just over a lav deraisa because he gave someone 40 malchus. He has another lav chalked up on it, and now he has to get 39 times 40. So a bezayin, such a foul, and he has 39 averis, plus he gave as a shliach bezin someone 40 malchus, it's going to be the same, 39 times 40. There's a tremendous chiddush in the Paris Yosef. We mentioned before that you don't mitzaref malchus, because if that's an Adam Zoyman and wanted someone to get malchus, and both of them happen now to get the oynish of kasher zomam, you can't give one 20 and 20. As we explained, 20 and 20 is not 40. There's a marvel to chiddush from the Paris Yosef in Makas that, hey, he says, by Eidim that are made that someone's a Ben Grusha, we know the Mishnah says in Makas that Beis, when you're made on someone that he's a Ben Grusha, you don't turn him into a Ben Grusha. It's not Shai, it's not Loival and Zara. The din is, you get Malkus. Zok to Pyrus Yosef, in that case, you can give each one 20. The reason why you can't normally give 20 is because as Kasha Zomam, you have to give 40 what Yenna wanted to get, and to split it up 20 and 20 is not going to deliver the goods, it's not going to be 40. But here's IV, what they wanted to do is the gimmick him a Ben Grusha. So come to Malkus. Now the emes is, those that are holding in Malkus, you have to know if it's Laisana the Kimalkus or it's Kashazomim the Kimalkus, it's Mike Bitoli in this Chakira. But if it's a glad the Malkus of Laisana, you have two people joint after deserve Laisana. Zok the Persia, if in such a case, Paka, Loika Arboy, each one will get 20. Ufrais have a Chiddush. I'm Zuchin Gemara that says Nishtazai. I want to find a Gemara, but it's Nishtazai. It's an Ufrais have a Chiddush. Assigned the Haftoira, Pashas Kiseitze. Berega kotoin azavtich uverachamen gedoilim akavtzeich. It's a shvera pasuk. I heard once a kasha. It's a shvera pasuk. Rega katan azaptich. The Rabbi Nisla is talking about the shvera tunkel agolus of 2,000 years kamat, which includes tach v'tach and the shoah and vos nish and churban abayis. We have no musogim. And the Eibishter calls all of that rega katan azaptich. I looked away for a minute. For us small people in the middle of the golus, it's a shvera tunkel agolus. We don't know what that means. I don't have a teretz. It's a kasha. I don't have a teretz. Me, Miss Yamra, to answer up that he can understand that this is called rega katan azatif. Ich weiß nicht kein teretz. Oh, but the Hemshech HaPosuk says, berachamim gedoyle makabzich. A person, if he wants to get chizik, to just imagine if the entire 2,000 shnois golus with all the shreklecha different kufis, the Rabbi Nishleim calls berega katan azatif, hage ba'atzmach vavostas meint. The Rebbein Yishlanim Zoch, Berachamim, Gedoyim, 1 second looking away, and as opposed, he's calling the Geula Asidah, she Yeh B'Meheira, he calls that Rachamim, Gedoyim, Akapzeh. Beis Hashem, Zom Zoychazim.